Now, I joined Brown as age 10, which was 1936, and that was the main thing of my whole life, really, because I stayed in it right through when I became a leader, and I did that for about 30 or 40 years, yes. So that is where I spent a lot of my time organising in the end and running things, camps, and you know what that involves, all these things. Indeed. So that was really my main thing all through my life from 10 in Gessens Road.
In Gessens Road?
Yes, always did it. As a child, I didn't. When we were brownies, we went to a hut. Now, nobody would remember it was there. Do you remember Dorneys?
Dorneys,
by the long side of the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, you went down the side, you went down the bottom of the bridge, went left, and there was a road which ran along parallel with the bridge. And at the end of that road, the back of Dorneys was a hall. And it was it had a guide badge on it, so who owned it, I've never known. Mm. I think Dorneys. And we used to go there, and we used to cycle there. We cycled everywhere. I mean, we were only quite young, really.
Yes, you had to.
Roads weren't busy then, were they? When we were brownies.
Oh, when you were brownies.
Yes.
When you were guides.
We went to guides at St. Michael's Church.
St. Michael's,
but
right.
Once I became a leader, I always did it at Gessens Road.
I see.
So we sort of had the children from the whole of the Handside area. We had others, but mainly from... Well, your sort of area, Gessens Road, Hyokes Road, Young's Rise, Handside, all that area. And I did it there for a very long time, yes.
There were others. The same hut still there now.
Yes, falling apart. It's talking about raising money, but I don't think they'll ever make enough. I mean, years ago, you had well-known people in the town who backed people. When that hut was built on Gessens Road, the electricity company gave the cooker.
Yeah.
Welling Builders did some of the building. Yeah. You know, all these big firms contributed.
That's right.
And that was 1928.
It was 1928.
So that hut was built. Yes, 1928. Yes. So it stood very well, really.
It's done very well.
It has. And going back to the activities, you know where Beehive Green is?
Yeah.
There was a big house. It's now flats, isn't it? Well, that was the home of Mr. and Mrs. Murphy, Frank Murphy, who owned Murphy Radio.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of grounds around it then. And we used to have lots of guide events there. I mean, camping in their grounds, dancing on their lawn. But she was marvellous. She was the head of the whole of the guide movement.
I was going to say,
town.
Was she a commissioner?
She was right over, yes, whatever. She was.
Yeah.
Very good. And we had lots of happy times at Luttrick Corner. Thanks to the Murphys, because he was good, really, to let us do it.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We didn't go in the house a lot, but we had use of the grounds and some outhouses and things. So that's where we spent a lot of time.
Yes,
and, of course, again, it was right at the end of a lane. You know, you had nothing between what was then the Woodman and the end of the Garden City.
Yes.
So we used to all meet and cycle down the dark lane.
Yes.
Another club that we belonged to, as we sort of got into our teens, was one at Trevelyan House. Have you heard of that?
No, I know where Trevelyan House is, but...
Yes, it's near the...
Next door to the pub.
Pub, yes. Well, and that was a very good youth club. It was open every evening of the week, including Sundays. We used to play, if you wanted to, table tennis. You had dancing lessons, ballroom dancing lessons, and outings, or you could just, there was a lounge and you could just go and have a cup of tea and sit. It was a very well used and very well run youth club. I don't know who was officially, I know there was a lady ran it, but I don't know who was
the organisation.
No, I've no idea. I can't tell you that.
That's the first I've heard of that.
We went for some years, and so many of us met our husbands there. You know, because boys and girls.
Well, yes, of course.
You know, and most of them by that time were coming out the forces, because up to then there hadn't been many local boys about. You know, they were all away.
Yeah.
So a lot of us in my crowd met our husbands there.
And it was open every evening.
Every evening and Sunday afternoon and evening.
Sunday afternoons as well.
It was good because where you get the hanging around the streets today. They had a place, if they didn't want to do anything, they could just sit.
Just sit there, yeah.
Yeah, and there was no drink, only cups of tea. No, no, no. There was no drink.
No, of course not.